Blackstone Audio presents The Whispering City by Sara Moliner, translated by Mara Faye Leatham. This book is read by Roxanne Hernandez. To you, Celia, forever in my memory.
There she lay, Mariona, pale, blonde, voluptuous, and dead.
Abel Mendoza paced from one side of the massive desk to the other like a caged ferret,
raising small clouds of dust as he shuffled piles of papers that hadn't been touched in months. He turned towards shelves filled with medical reference works. His hands seemed to have taken on a life of their own and moved wildly, pulling out books and picking up others that had fallen to the floor, closing open drawers and opening closed ones. Finally, he found what he was looking for. Just at that moment, with the back of his left hand, he inadvertently knocked a plastic skull to the floor. Half of it was covered in muscles and had an eye. The other half was bare bones. Skulls wear a permanent smile, even when they fall into the floor. The impact sent an eyeball flying, bouncing like a ping-pong ball towards the recumbent body. He picked up the skull and, despite his nervousness, or perhaps because of it, couldn't resist returning its smile. Then the rolling plastic eye hit the heel of the dead woman's single shoe. The hollow thud it made sent him over the edge into real panic.
Abel Mendoza fled from the room and ran out through the door he had opened just minutes earlier with a picklock.
1. Mariona sobre